May 29, 1913, will forever be remembered as a critical cultural moment. The Paris premiere of Stravinsky and Nijinsky's ballet The Rite of Spring is still seen as groundbreaking, especially right about now. In this centennial year, we'll never hear the end of it. For Ethan Iverson and his band The Bad Plus, the work has turned into a much more specific musical adventure. The group had been asked by Duke University a couple of years ago to come up with a large-scale musical project they could explore and perform.
We came up with The Rite of Spring, which fit for us because we consider ourselves sort of like a modernist ensemble.
So they dug into it to find a way to address it themselves, holding on to their musical identity, but playing off of Stravinsky's originality in that modernist age.
Those pounding asymmetrical rhythms in Stravinsky came just from his imagination.
Iverson and the band started by listening. They found their way through the orchestral version. And especially revealing was the scaled-down version for two pianos.
The two-piano version is a wonderful way to listen to The Rite of Spring. Only two people need to get coordinated, not a full orchestra. So the rhythms immediately leap into this higher relief in a pleasing way.
Rhythm was a focus for them.
We played all the most odd rhythms for jazz. You know, we know so much about asymmetrical rhythms, but still, dealing with The Rite of Spring from 1913 was a challenge, just on a rhythmic level. When we play The Rite of Spring, that's what I hope a classical listener who knows the orchestral recording, I would hope that they would hear that our rhythmic sensibility is what we're bringing to the table first and foremost, and that I'm proud of.
The other element of the piece that struck them was the way it pushed through different sections relentlessly, not bothering to ease the way from one section to another, just cutting to the next thing with stunning confidence.
I think it would be fair to say The Rite of Spring is composed almost like a collage. Just different elements are put next to each other.
That approach was typical of this moment. Fragments and collages were the order of the day throughout the arts. In Stravinsky's case, Iverson says, the fact that it was a ballet with a detailed story to tell helped the composer find his way through it.
He had the freedom, I think, to make the collages. It's because dramatically he knew exactly where he was going.
And that idea informed the way this modern group played their version. But almost more than anything else, they were moved by what they saw as Stravinsky's goal for the piece. Shock or no shock, says Iverson, the composer was writing something he sincerely believed in.
I think he wrote it because he believed in it, and he also thought you were going to like it. It's incredible, the list of jazz musicians that talk about The Rite of Spring. I just learned that McCoy Tyner and Elvin Jones both talked about listening to The Rite of Spring at home. Herbie Hancock regards it as one of his favorite works. You know, people like Mingus and Charlie Parker talked about Stravinsky, and I'm sure they were talking about The Rite. So it was a real pleasure to open up The Rite of Spring and be like, okay, I'm going to learn this piece, and to find out that it had lived up to the hype, so to speak. That is a truly great work that only gets greater the more you expose yourself to it.
There's only a handful of those hype-worthy works. This one just keeps on delivering, century after century. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkill.